Day 12. You cannot serve God in money, but you must learn to serve God with money. Luke 16:11. Jesus says, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth. And some people will say, well, Brian, you know, you keep talking about giving and giving financially, and I think it's just all about serving. My friend, it absolutely is important to serve in this world. But don't ever think that serving replaces giving of one's finances. Because the Bible says, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And the whole idea is we must learn to be faithful with money. Absolutely need to learn to be faithful with money. No servant can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Billy Graham said it this way, that a checkbook is a theological document. It will tell you who and what you worship. I've done a lot of budget counseling with people in financial trouble. I literally can look at their check register, I can literally look at their credit card accounts, and I can tell you what is important in their lives. It is absolutely obvious the most important things. It might be a vehicle, it might be education, might be their house, might be their entertainment. But in their check registers, it will tell you, it will declare what someone says is most important. And so literally, the Bible teaches that we need to literally have our checkbooks reflect that God is the most important one in our life. It's interesting, the Bible here, and especially in the King James and a few other translations, it capitalizes the word money or mammon. You cannot serve both God and money or mammon. And some people literally believe that this capitalization here is that it is literally a demonic entity, that there's a power source to money. A lot of people say, well, money's just neutral. You can do whatever you want with it. No, the Bible teaches that there's a power source of money, and in its core there's a demonic element, a demonic personality, and the Bible literally says you cannot serve God and this demonic entity of money. Now, that's an unusual teaching. I'm not going to, fallen a sword over that issue, but it's very clear that the Bible emphasizes this word mammon or money as something that literally is a power entity that can control or shape our lives. And the Bible says we cannot serve God and money or mammon. And so what we must learn to do is we must learn to serve God with money. We must learn to recognize that what's entrusted to us needs ultimately to be dedicated to God. Proverbs 10:16. The good man's earnings advance the cause of righteousness. The evil man squanders his on sin. Gambling, pornography, entertainment, recreation that takes you away from God and family. It's very easy to allow our financial resources to flow to things that are hurtful in their core, as opposed to the good man's earnings advance the cause of righteousness in their family, in their church, and the things they care about. One of the most meaningful testimonies I ever heard about generosity was from a fellow named Steve in California. Steve went to a Campus Crusade for Christ conference, and he heard Dr. Bill Bright speak. And at this particular conference with Dr. Bright challenged everyone in the audience to trust God that they could give $1 million to the Lord's work. Okay, let me say that again. At this gathering that Dr. Bright was at, and it was fairly wealthy people, it was a special invitation-only gathering. But he challenged everybody in the audience to trust God to allow them to give at least $1 million to God's work. Steve was one of those guys, he wasn't quite sure how he got invited to the conference. So afterwards, he went up to Dr. Bright and he said, Dr. Bright, that was a great message and I really appreciate your challenge, but if I heard you right, you challenged everybody to give to at least $1 million to God's work. And Dr. Bright says, that's right. And Steve says, well, you know, that might be fine for the person in front of me and to the right and to the left and ahead of me, but, you know, not me. And Dr. Bright says, how much money did you make last year? And Steve said, well, I made $50,000. And Dr. Bright says, well, how much did you give last year? And Steve said, well, I gave $15,000. That's pretty good, $15,000 on a $50,000 income. And Dr. Bright says, well, next year, why don't you trust God that you'll give $50,000 to the Lord's work? And Steve's like, that's my whole salary. And Dr. Bright says, well, if God doesn't provide it, don't worry about it. But if he provides it, then give it. So Steve talked to his wife. They prayed about it. He had a little business, 2 or 3 employees, a little machine shop. And they decided that next year, by faith, if God gave them extra income, they were going to give $50,000. So that year came by and the little business did all right. And by the end of the year, they were very excited that they gave $50,000. Now their salary was still, you know, $50,000. They didn't change their salary, but the business did well enough that they just took the extra money coming in and they gave $50,000 to the Lord's work. Next year, they decided they were going to double it. And if the Lord provided that they wanted to give $100,000, now they were going to keep their salary the same, but if the Lord provided and prospered them, they were going to give $100,000 by faith. The year went along and it wasn't as good of a year and things were a little tough and they kind of gave on and off throughout the year. And as they got to the end of the year, he went and met with his accountant and he said, how am I doing on the $100,000 faith promise that we kind of have in our hearts to give? And the accountant says, well, you gave $52,000. You got about $48,000 left in the checkbook, and so that's what's happening. So Steve thought, well, you know, man, there's no way we can do that. I got a little company. I got a tough cash flow. And so he goes home and tells his wife, and he says, hey, honey, you know, she said, hey, how are we doing with giving $100,000? He said, well, we're not going to make it this year. But he said, we gave $50,000. As a matter of fact, we gave $52,000. And she said, well, but isn't there some money left in the checkbook and in the account? And he said, well, there is, but to give $100,000, we'd have to empty the checkbook. We'd have to give it all away, and I don't want to do this. That's too risky. And she looked at him and said, do we have enough money to write a check so we can give $100,000? And he said, well, we do, but we don't want to do that. And she said, am I a signer on that checkbook? She said, are you going to write the check or am I going to write the check? He said, you're kidding me. She said, I'm not kidding. I want us to give I want to give $100,000 this year. So together they prayed about it. They talked about it. They went down to their little business and they wrote a check for $48,000. And they gave $100,000 that year. And by God's amazing grace, the next couple of weeks, some things happened and the cash flow was okay. They made payroll. And then the next year they gave more. And within 6 years, my friends, they gave over $1 million to God's work. And you know what? They never changed their lifestyle. They kept their salary at $50,000. A couple of things about that. Steve made this comment. He said, before when we had extra money, we went shopping in the mall. Now when we have extra money, we go shopping in the world. Think about that. We used to go to the mall. Now we go shopping in the world to find out what God is doing and that we want to be part of it. And the other big thing that comes out of this whole little story is sometimes God increases your income, not to increase your standard of living, but to increase your standard of giving. God sometimes increases your income, not to increase your standard of living, but to increase your standard of giving. Steve is a guy that learned to serve God with money. I'm not going to try to get through the next 2 points here. My time is done. But I would hope tonight that there's something that you heard that stirred you. Something that would cause you to say, you know what? We need to move to higher ground. We need to move to a higher place with our children or with our giving or with our desires or cutting back on the kind of spending we're doing. Well, I don't know how God is speaking to you, but I know this. God wants to speak to you in this realm. And your future is different and eternity is different and your family is different and it's all better as you move to this higher ground, as you learn to live open-handed in this tight-fisted world, as you learn to serve God with money and be a blessing to His work.